Section 5, Business Mileage Recording. Now I want to talk about one of the most difficult problems that we have in relation to business mileage expenses, and one where it amazes me at times how poor the records are that I'm often asked to review. This is the issue of business mileage recording. Let me begin by reminding you about the impact filing case that I often discuss with AAT members. This was a decision made by the Special Commissioners in favour of HMRC, denying the claim by the company to make good the cost of private fuel previously enjoyed. The problem was that when an HMRC inspection took place, there were no adequate records of business or private mileage, and therefore the company could not say that it had not provided £1 of free fuel to the directors. The company looked at their records and sought to arrange that the directors paid back all of the fuel costs. HMRC sought to recover income tax, Class 1A national insurance contributions, interest, and penalties because of the failure to report the fuel scale charges on the directors' P11Ds. As I said, the commissioners decided in favour of the revenue. They said it was too late. The question for us is, are our clients insisting on adequate expense claims and or business mileage logs? Employers may choose a number of different ways to meet the cost of business mileage. And where company cars are involved, the risk is much higher because of the potential for HMRC imposing fuel scale charges. If the employer pays for all fuel and reports the benefit of the company car and a fuel scale charge, there is nothing to concern us, unless the income tax and Class 1A NIC cost exceeds the benefit provided. Remember that the notional value or company car fuel charge multiplier has increased this year from 16,900 in 2009-10 to 18,000 in 2010-11. This means that the maximum fuel scale charge for a gas guzzler at the top end of 35% CO2 emissions is £18,000 times 35%, which is a fuel benefit of £6,300. That results in a tax cost of £2,520, or £210 per month. The Class 1A national insurance cost to the employer on top of that is another £806.40. So we do sometimes have to ask the question, is it worth having a fuel benefit? So let's look at the problem and what we should do about it. I come back to the situation where the employer supplies a fuel card or company credit card for the employee to buy fuel for the company car. If private fuel is not to be provided, the employee has to keep accurate mileage records of business and private mileage to calculate the amount to be repaid or made good to the employer if a fuel scale charge is to be avoided. How good are the records being kept? HMRC considers mileage claims ending in 0 or 5 to be rounded claims and will challenge them. Employees need to be told that, and employees' claims need to be checked, at least on a sample check basis, and thrown back if they're looking like estimated amounts. Employees are prone to exaggerate mileage claims if they think that the rate of reimbursement is too low. Do not allow that to happen, so reject any roundsome claims and any excessive claims. Get the rate of reimbursement right and insist on accurate mileage recording. My preference has always been for reimbursing only the cost of fuel at the appropriate reimbursement rate, following the HMRC advisory fuel rates, as we've already discussed. It may be appropriate to give employees a float for their fuel so that they're not funding the cost. But in every case, we have to come back to the need for accurate business mileage recording. Checks can be made on the internet, but I recently purchased an update to my Autoroute Express software, the 2010 version, which I use on my laptop and PC to check business mileages. I find it much quicker than using the internet. I have carried out a number of expenses and benefits reviews lately, and it still surprises me to see employees getting away with claims for 50 miles, 70, 100, 200 and 300 miles. Let's get real, or as McEnroe would say, you can't be serious. But I am very serious. Employers must refuse and reject such claims and insist on accurate business mileage recording if costly settlements are to be avoided. Another common problem is the member of the sales force who claims to do little or no private mileage when it comes to reimbursing the employer. I sometimes see monthly claims showing 10 miles, 10 miles, no miles, 10 miles, and it's stupid to let that go. Tell the employee what it will cost them if HMRC picks it up. HMRC will allow making good in only very limited circumstances. Remember the impact filing case.